A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Tumura Chaf Hei, Tumura 25a, pagination is 49. We will be starting on the third line of the wides, Masnisin, at the new Mishnah. But first, let's revisit yesterday's daf. That is, the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, facing page, Ketzed ma'arimin ala b'chor, that it's possible to infuse a fetus with holiness of a certain type, and if you're dealing with a male child to be born, you could actually preempt the kedusha of firstborn and create the animal as a different type of carbon that can be used to discharge an obligation. The Mishnah gave the example, im zachar ola. If the animal will be a male child, it shall be an ola, because an ola comes from males. The Mishnah, however, continued and said, im nekeva shlamim. If it's a female, it should be a shlamim. Indeed, shlamim can come either from zachar or nekeva. So a nekeva being a shlamim is very comfortable, no problem. However, why would a person be looking to circumvent the kedusha of bechor in a female firstborn? Females are not going to get the kedusha of bechor, and there's nothing to circumvent. The Gemara addresses this question six lines up, still on that facing page of today's daf. Im nekeva zivche shlamim, nekeva mika kacha bevechora. The female is not going to get kedushas bechor. What is this man worried about, that he's infusing the fetus with a special kedusha to preempt what? Seifa asya lebehema dehektish. The Gemara answers that second case, the case where he's trying to circumvent kedusha by a female animal, the case was that it was a chatos. And he's worried that since the mother is a chatos, the child will also acquire the status of chatos, and since he's already discharged his obligation with the mother, he's going to get messed up and he's going to have an animal on his hands that has no use. And therefore, instead, he wants to circumvent, in this case, the chatos. So it's the same basic model as we had by Ketzed Ma'ariman ala Bechor, but indeed, we're dealing with a different type of kedusha, meaning the mother is kadosh and is giving that kedusha to the child. The theme over here, of course, is that it is possible to infuse a child while it's still a fetus with kedusha, and that likewise, the kedusha of the mother would spread to the child if we don't take appropriate action. The Mishnah on today's daf develops these themes with the case of a person who actually is infusing the mother and child with kedusha right now. And depending on the way he words it, it may be too late to alter the status of the child. The Mishnah says, Ha'omer v'lada shalzu ola v'hi shalamim. A person says, I want the child of this animal to be a carbon ola, but I want the mother to be a carbon shalamim. Devarav kayamim. That works, because he infused the child with status before the mother's kedusha gets involved over here. However, he shalamim uvlada ola, if he infuses the mother with holiness of a shlamim, and then he continues the phrase and wants to make the child a korban ola, hare zev lad shlamim divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says it's too late. Once you infuse the mother with kedusha, the kedusha is spreads or exists or applies to the child as well. And therefore, by the time he finishes his phrase, and the child shall be an ola, it's irrelevant. So everything is a shlamim. Amar Rabbi Yossi says, Im lochein niskavein techila, if that was his intent originally, to say one long phrase, that the mother is a shlamim, the child is an ola, hoil v'iev shal likro shnei shemos ka'achas, since it's impossible for a human being to say two things at once, devarav kayamim, his words will apply, because that was his intent from the very beginning. We have this expression, zachar v'shamar b'dibur echad, that by the 10 statements, the Aseres Hadibros, Hashem said, zachar and shamar, zachar, the statement that we have in Parshas Yisro as recorded, and shamar, the text that we have recorded in Parshas Vaeschanan, the positive commandments and the negative commandments, we're told that in real time, when Hashem gave the Aseres Hadibros, he said both words at the same time, masha'ein, something that a human being would not be able to do. That's exactly what our Mishnah is talking about. The limitation of a human being is such that he can't say them at the same time, so that if he said them smoothly, one and the other, and had intended them both from the beginning, the opinion of Rabbi Yossi is that works. V'im, however, Misha Omar, Harezu Shlamim Nimlach, if after he said that the mother is a shlamim, he changed his mind, he got new counsel, v'omar, and now he's adding on a change, uvalada ola, that the child should be a korban ola, harezu uvalada shlamim, the child will already be a korban shlamim, and the reason is because by kodshim, you're not allotted toch kidei dibur, you're not allotted that special amount of time to enable you to change, and it's binding immediately. So, if his intent was, so then fine. There's nothing binding immediately. A vow has to follow your intent. But if your intent was, make it a shlamim, and then suddenly he realizes, oh, what an opportunity, I can make the child something else. So in the case of nimlach, that's not going to work. You could see the Gemara on Amud Beis, towards the bottom, Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa says that even though your initial wonderment is kol emas deboy mimlach, a person can't change his mind forever. He said it's a shlamim. Lo nitzruchal sha'omar betoch kedei dibur. Rav Papa says, even if it is in that small amount of time that we normally allow corrections, the amount of shalom alecha Rebbe, the amount we describe if a person makes the mistake and says Hakel HaKadosh instead of HaMelech HaKadosh during the Yomim Noraim time period, he still has the opportunity to correct it. That correction time is what we're saying doesn't exist by Kodshim. But if he went into it with intent to say both, just he can't physically say them at the same time, then indeed, Rabbi Yossi holds, Devarav Kayamim, his words would take effect, the mother would be one Kedusha, and the child would be the second. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.